Washington. President Trump has signed the Genius Act into law, setting new regulations for stable coins, a type of cryptocurrency tied to assets like the U.S. dollar. The bill, one of three like bills, passed on Friday. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and our anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act deliver on the America First digital assets agenda by solidifying the dollar's dominance as the world's reserve currency.
And on Friday, President Trump called the move a step towards cementing U.S. dominance in global finance and crypto technology. The provision bans members of Congress from profiting off of stable coins. It does exclude the president and his family. President Trump is criticizing some of his own supporters as he tries to move past nagging questions about the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Loyal members of the MAGA movement are unhappy with the Trump administration's handling of the Epstein files and want more transparency. In a bid to change the subject, the president calls the Epstein conspiracy a hoax and bashes some of his supporters as stupid.
Certain Republicans got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook.
However, those duped Republicans referred to by the president include Vice President Vance, top FBI brass, and his son, Don Jr. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania says the 2024 election taught Democrats they cannot win in Pennsylvania if they're opposed to fracking.
We have to have this energy for national security purposes, for our economic well-being, to be able to lead the AI revolution. So I think that's in the water. And I think the Democratic Party sees it, at least those that want to win races in Pennsylvania.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says the Senate is already looking forward to passing a second reconciliation bill to cut government waste, fraud, and abuse. This is SRN News. Americans weighing in on politics and the pulpit.
The IRS announced this month that churches will no longer lose their tax-exempt status if the pastor endorses a political candidate by name from the pulpit. But even though that act is now permitted, it's not necessarily welcome. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, large majorities of all religious groups oppose clergymen endorsing specific political candidates. That includes nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has rejected a challenge to Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents, saying that a group that brought the lawsuit had no standing to do so. In 2022, Michigan voters approved an amendment that enshrined abortion in the state constitution, but the ban on most taxpayer-funded abortions has been in place for decades, no matter which political party has controlled the legislature or the governor's mansion. This is SRN News. The top Republican on the House China panel questions the reversal of NVIDIA chip curbs.
Minnesota Republican John Molinar, chair of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, is pushing back on the Trump administration's decision to allow technology company NVIDIA to sell certain artificial intelligence chips to China once again. In a letter to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Friday, the congressman raised concerns about the reversal on NVIDIA's H20 chips, suggesting it could boost China's AI capabilities. Lutnick suggested the Trump administration opted to ease the restrictions as part of a broader rare earth deal with China, underscoring that Beijing is only getting NVIDIA's fourth best chip. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A plane bound for Detroit Metro Airport had to be diverted last night after a passenger tried to open an exit door mid-flight. The plane eventually landed safely at Detroit Metro Airport at about 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 hours behind schedule. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.